That's on emirates.ae. Fly Emirates. Keep discovering.
Giving you the chance to air your opinion. Nightline, your voice, your say.
And a very good evening. Welcome to Nightline. My name is James Pikeway. Natasha Vallon is in the fishbowl keeping us running. If you want to get in touch with the program throughout the evening, Nightline DXB is the Twitter line. Always happy to speak with you there. You can also send us an SMS at 4001. Hour one, I'm joined in studio by Marissa Woods. She's back. You will remember Marissa from ImageFactorUAE.com. We're going to be talking all about personal branding in hour one of the program. Yeah, you heard it. Personal branding. Think about branding for a second. Think of the things that you like to buy. Your cars. What kind of cars are we talking about? Well, you pick any of them. They've all got brands, and you shop for specific particular brands. Soft drinks, watches, they're all branded. A little bit about you. Well, how much time do you spend working on brand you? In this day and age, when we talk about our economic climate, with salaries being, well, in many cases, not moving anywhere, maybe shrinking, bonuses not happening, cuts happening, there's nothing better to be thinking about than brand you. Welcome to the studio, Marissa Woods. It's great to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you. Lovely to be back.
Well, and branding is your thing. When we talk about Image Factor UAE, you've been doing this for quite a while, haven't you?
Yes, we've been doing this for 10 years, based out of London, and we recently set up 3 years ago now in the UAE, where I've grown up. So there's no better place in the world to be than Dubai Brand Dubai.
Well, and exactly, we have that, don't we? We have Brand Dubai, and again, that's another brand. And we think of some of the big brands. We've got our vacation brands here.
Yes.
Summer Surprises.
Yes.
We've got Dubai Shopping Festival.
Yep.
We had Fashion Week, which is a new brand that's starting, and there's and it's working its way through all sorts of things. Dubai One, the TV station. We've got Dubai Eye, us, all again big brands.
All big brands that are, coming from my background, marketing and brand management.
Mm.
These companies spend a huge amount of money packaging and protecting those brand logos. So if you think of a logo, they spend so much money protecting it, what shouldn't come near it, what color it should be, how it should look, what personality those letters might take, should it be a human being. And why not then think of ourselves as having our own brand, our own special authentic identity, because that's how people buy us, is the brand that we project, whether that's an authentic brand, whether that's a brand that is confident, whether that's a brand that is trustworthy, whether that's a brand that you could say is a banker, a finance person. What is your projected authenticity? What are the special traits and key attributes that you send out in the very first impressions that you meet people? Really does label you. People make those judgments, and whether they're trained or not in sort of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, they can't help but to go back to that first instinct of whether to fight or flee, or actually just give you the opportunities that you seek. And in today's market, as you said, interviews is a classic example of projecting a great personal brand.
It's not really that hard, is it? I mean, it's hard but easy. And if you, do the old Google search and just look up personal branding, this is something that it's not new. The whole idea of personal branding has been around. I was, in fact, reading a 1987 article by Tom Peters.
Yes.
Talking, his big thing for the last...
Brand you. Yes.
What's your brand? And he's a perfect example of that. He hasn't... I think he's got a new book, but I'm not so sure that it's actually new. Because last time I remember hearing him speak, he said he wasn't writing any new books. But I hear he's got a new book out. But in that whole process of talking business in brand you, he is a perfect example of that brand.
Yes.
And so many of the other speakers who were out there, the Daniel Pinks and the Jack Welch and others who were up on that level, not that Pink's up on that level, or Malcolm Gladwell, they are all brands. And when you say their names, they come off as a brand, and you have certain expectations of them.
Just like you would have an expectation of your mobile phone as a brand.
Exactly.
You would expect, whether you're using one brand or the next, you know how the keypad works. It's user-friendly.